Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how to not want a narcissist back. How to not want them back. How to stop wanting to go back into a toxic relationship with a toxic, narcissistic person. How? This is one of the main questions that I get on a lot of my, y'all. That's one of the main questions that I get on every single platform without fail is how do I stop going back? How do I leave this person alone for good? How do I stop making myself look this way or feel this way when I'm talking to or dealing with this person? How? So this is just my perspective, y'all. You can watch a lot of other people's videos and they're going to give you different perspectives. Maybe some people will give you a similar perspective, but this is mine right here. I said right here. That's my daughter just mixes up her L's and her W's. You know, instead of saying pillow, she said pillow. I'd be imitating it and it just mixes my own language up, y'all. I said right here. She's a little me. It's funny. But yeah. So how to stop wanting them back, y'all? Tell the truth. Tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. Not a version of it. Not something that makes you feel good. The truth. Tell yourself the truth about where you are right now. Tell your truth about how you got here right now. And tell the truth about the dynamics of the relationship. Not the story that they told you. I don't care about, y'all. If you're watching this video, you think you are dealing with a toxic, narcissistic person, or you might actually be dealing with a narcissist. You're watching this video for a reason. So we're going to take the story that they told you, ball it up, and shoot it into the trash can where it belongs. And you can say Kobe, whoever your favorite NBA player is. Look, when I shoot stuff in the trash, I say Kobe. Because 824, rest in peace. I say Kobe. We're going to say Kobe for the rest. It's always going to be Kobe in the trash can. Nobody else. My son says Steph Curry. I'm just like, I gave him the side eye. Kobe. You say Kobe, you know. It just did that space right there. This is where it goes right here, y'all. Just tell yourself the truth. Not their story. Look, we're going to reframe our minds today. We're going to take away what they told you and we're going to build onto what is actually the truth. We don't care what they said, y'all. We don't care what they said. We are working on us. We just are. So you have to tell yourself the truth about what is going on right now in this moment. Don't make excuses for them. Don't make excuses for you. Tell the truth. And the truth is going to hurt, y'all. The truth, y'all ever hear somebody say the truth hurts? Yeah, the truth is supposed to hurt sometimes, y'all. The truth should not always make you feel good and be giddy inside. The truth should not always light you up. The truth sometimes make you hurt. You should feel some pain because you have to feel the pain to be able to leave and cross the threshold. You have to cross the threshold outside of this toxic relationship dynamic. You have to get out of it. You have to. What is the benefit of staying in this toxicity? I need to know quickly now, what is the benefit of staying within this toxic relationship dynamic? What are you getting out of this? Truth. Tell yourself the truth. Answer this question right here. What am I getting from this person? And the answer, this is right here. These are the rules right here. When you answer that question, you cannot say, I don't know. And you cannot say nothing. You cannot write those down. So I need you to write down, what am I getting from this person? What have I gotten from this person? You can't say, I don't know. You can't say nothing. Because if you're getting nothing from this person, then you wouldn't be, it'd be easy for you to leave. If you were absolutely getting nothing from this person, it would be easy for you to turn around and walk away from this relationship. Or what, not necessarily walk away, walk towards something. Because people, when you're walking away, you tend to want to look back. You tend to want to look back in this space. You tend to want to look back in these relationships. You tend to want to go back into it. When you look back, sometimes you go back, you know? So you're walking towards something and you're running a race. When you're running a race, you don't look behind you to see where everybody's at. You run it. The quicker you want to finish the race, the more your eyes have to stay focused forward. So we're forward focused. Not like a forward focus. We're forward focused in this space right now. You know, you can be forward focused in a forward focus if you want to. You want to do that alliteration right there, that tongue twister. Forward focused in a forward focus. You can do it like that if you want to, but that's the space right there, y'all. That's it. Be truthful to yourself and don't lie. Write down the stuff that makes you hurt. The stuff that makes you feel pain, the stuff that makes you want to cry, and just, you need to write it down. You need to read it to yourself, because I don't care about you thinking it. Write it down. Put it down. Because when you write it down, writing it down makes it real. Write it down, make it real. That's why people tell you to journal. That's why people tell you to journal things out and write stuff down. That's why I developed the self-love journal on Amazon to help people write down how you feel about yourself. This is to help rebuild your self-love after a toxic relationship and to help you get out of it. You know, because self-love is what a lot of people lack when you're in these spaces, you know? But that's part of it, y'all. Tell yourself the truth about what are you getting from this person. You can't say nothing. You can't say, I don't know. You can't do that, y'all, because I don't know is so easy. And that keeps, if you say, I don't know, that's so easy. And it's, you want to stay in the toxicity then. You cannot say, I don't know. You have to dig deeper. You keep having to dig deeper. You got your shovel. All right. You have a shovel, right? You digging it. You're looking for a treasure chest. You're looking for a treasure chest that is buried underneath the toxicity. So you have to figure out, what are you getting from this person? So you got to dig deeper. I don't know. Keep digging. Nothing. Keep digging. You know, what am I looking for? I can't tell you what to look for, y'all. You have to determine what you're looking for. You have to determine what you're getting from this person so you can cut it off. Whatever you feel like you're getting from this person, you understand what you're getting from this person. You keep digging, and then you keep digging. You know how you watch the movies when they keep digging and then they hit the top of something? They're like, phew, phew, phew. Y'all hear that? We hit something. Yeah, I think we found it. Dig around it. So you dig around it. And you dig up the chest, you have the key. Lee, can you open this chest for me? I think I found what I'm getting from them. I don't have the key. It's your chest. It's got your name on it. Your name is on the lock. Your name is on the lock. Why would Lee Hammock have the key? Why would Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, have the key? Why would Sinful have the key? Why would Stronger Than Before? Why would any of these people have the key? Why would Dr. Romney have the key? Why would Les Carter have to get, why would they have the key? It's your chest. You have to open the key. You have the key for it. And the key is figuring out that when you figure out what the key is, you open that chest and you understand what you're getting from this person. You're like, damn, this is what I'm getting. I'm getting validation, some weird validation. I'm getting what my parents didn't give me. I'm getting whatever it is you're getting, and understand that you can get it from a different source. You can get it from yourself. You can get it from you. You can get it from you. Whatever that person is giving you, you can get it from you. Or somebody else can give it to you. And why this one person? Ask yourself another question. Why this one person? I need you to, I'm not going to do this for you. This is your homework. You have to get on Siri right now. Ask Siri or Alexa or whoever you talk to. Google. Get on Google. LinkedIn or Binks. What is it? I forgot the name of the other site. The search engine. Ask Jeeves. If y'all haven't updated your computer in years, get on AskJeeves.com. Or I think it's called Ask.com now. But get on there and type in. I lost my train of thought. Get on there and type in the population of the world. You can get more specific with it. The population of your state. The population of your city. You can get more specific if you need to, but you're going to probably come up with a very large answer, even if you live in a small town. Because the population of your city, if it's not two, then there's more options out there. You see what I'm saying? If it's not, the town we live in is two people. Like, okay, then then you got me. You know what I mean? Then you got me. But this population is not two people. It's more people. I'm just telling you, this is not me saying that there's more fish in the sea. This is just me telling you that there's a sea and you're in the sea. You don't have to, you don't need love, affection, care from somebody else. If you get into yourself, if you're supplying yourself with this, you don't need to get it from elsewhere. You know what I mean? If you're getting the source from yourself, you don't need to get it from elsewhere. So if your self-love is super high, there's nobody that can take that from you. Your self-love is skyrocketing through the roof. There's nobody who can do anything about that. This is on you. This is why you have to empower you. You have to. You know what I mean? Lee, can you open the chest for me? No, I can't do it. Dr. Romney, come open this chest for me. They can't do it. You know what I mean? Who can open the chest for you? You have to open this chest. You dug deep. You have to figure out what you get from this person and cut it off. Cut off the source. Damn it up. Well, Lee's the sick. But I don't, when we sleep together, nobody else can put it on me like this. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm not gonna get graphic, but there's a lot of other people out here who can do it. Whatever this person is doing for you, there's a lot of other people who can do it for you. I promise you, in the bedroom. Bedroom talk. Bedroom boom. You know what I mean? But that's the space that you're in right now, y'all. You have to want it for yourself. You have to stop making excuses. Stop making excuses for them. Stop making excuses for yourself. Stop making excuses. Please, if you have kids, do not use the kids as an excuse. Because when you use your kids as an excuse to stay in toxicity, there's some kind of weird transference that goes on there. Well, you can actually start resenting your kids because you feel like they're holding you inside of toxicity. I stayed for the kids. Huh? I stayed for the kids. So think about that right there, y'all. I know everybody's situation is different, y'all. If you say, I stayed for the kids, there's some, do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? I stayed because the sun was blinded. The sun is too blinding outside. You blaming the sun. So I stayed for the kids. It seems like you're blaming the kids. You see what I'm saying? You see how that language affects that? And could that affect your parenting? Think about it. This is not me saying you're a bad parent. This makes it, could that affect your parenting? Could they have a negative effect on your parenting? If you're looking at these kids, it's like, damn, I got to stay in this unhappy, toxic relationship because of y'all. If you're looking at your kids like that, the kids don't deserve that burden, y'all. Your kids don't deserve that burden of being in a toxic relationship because of them. Taking abuse because of them. Don't put that on the kids, y'all. Don't use, like I said, be honest, be open and honest with yourself. Be open and honest with everything that's going on. Be open and honest to help yourself. Don't make excuses. No more excuses. Excuse season is over. You see what I'm saying? It's healing season. Just like it's changed from fall to winter to summer, whatever. It's healing season. The season's changing, y'all. The season's changing. It's time. It's healing season. We're now entering healing season. Excuse season has blew the circus away like Pennywise. You see what I'm saying? Seasons are changing. It's healing season. You can feel the leaves are changing colors and falling off. You're like, okay, new life, new growth. You see what I'm saying? But you have to empower yourself. Stop making excuses for the person. Figure out what you're getting from them. Cut it off. Understand that you can get it. You can get it from you. You can get it from you. You know what I mean? It is so possible for you to be able to get this from yourself. Stop making excuses for them. Go to therapy, y'all. Find a community of people that can help you, that you can talk to about this. Get it out. Join my channel membership. There's a behind-the-scenes community where people are becoming friends, with Discord servers, Facebook groups, where people are just, you can leave anonymous posts and get information, meet friends and new family members. Like, y'all, meet friends and have friends that are going through similar things as you. Like, it is, y'all. I'm so unbelievably thankful for y'all. And the way I try to show thanks and be grateful for y'all is to help y'all get out of this situation so y'all can feel better about yourselves and to live a healthier life. Everybody can't leave. Everybody doesn't want to leave. I understand that. Everybody's situation is different. I get that. You know, I just want you to live whatever you live in your life to the fullest extent looks like. That's what I want you to do. But you can't stop making excuses. You have to be open and honest to yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth. Because when you tell yourself the truth and you keep rereading it, there's nothing else that person can say to you to change the truth. They cannot change the truth. If you have the truth in front of you, they cannot change the truth. If you're reading the truth out loud, they cannot change the truth. You're like, okay, this is the truth right here. This is the truth. This is not my version of it. This is the truth. And they can lie to you. They can try to manipulate you all you want. But as long as you have the truth in front of you, you win. You absolutely win. It's healing season, but healing season transitioned into winning season. You see what I'm saying? You go from this season making excuses to healing season to winning season to championship, to thriving. Now you're a thriver. You might be getting my videos. I say from victim to survivor and thrivers. Thriving season, y'all. We got to make it to thriving season. But yeah, no more excuses, y'all. Time to heal. It's healing season. Time to figure out what you're getting from this person. Cut it off. And when you cut that off, you understand you can get it from yourself. You understand that you don't need this person. You don't need this person for anything. Unless it's some financial stuff, unless y'all have kids and have some financial stuff tied up. I get that situation, y'all. You don't need them for love. You don't need them for affection. You don't need them for validation. You can get that from you. And when you're happy with you, when your happiness is not dependent upon anybody else, you win. And they cannot take that from you. So welcome to healing season, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning into this video, y'all. Speaking of kids, I have a kids book that just came out. Check it out on Amazon. Remember, it's not your fault. There might be a short video after this that plays with this same video. Anyways, y'all, Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, Self-Love Journal. Thank y'all so much. Self-Love Brand. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal. Help you rebuild their self-love and authenticity after a toxic relationship. Thank you.